Luke chapter 24. We'll pick up with verse 9. Luke 24, 9. Then the women returned from the tomb and told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. And Kaufman says about to the 11 and all the rest, this is a reference to the apostles and to the other persons with them. The strong likelihood being that the women whose names are given in the next verse were included in the rest. And verse 10, it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, the mother Mary, the mother of James, and the other women with them who told these things to the apostles. And Kaufman said about the rest, Luke at once injected the parentheses to show who the rest were, being the women mentioned, but including others whose names were not given. Verse 11, and their words seemed to them like idle tales, and they did not believe them. Unfortunately for them, and Kaufman's comment on this disbelief of the apostles is the disbelieving apostles are in view here. Far from having concerted a series of lies to claim a resurrection that never occurred, the 11 refused at first to believe it and were not convinced until that night of the resurrection day when Jesus appeared to them and a certain number of others in the upper room. Inherent in the unbelieving stance of the 11 was their hardness of hearts, which was reported by Mark 16, 14, a fact given only in Mark's account and probably reflecting the testimony of the Apostle Peter. From this, it is natural to suppose that one of the impediments to the belief of the 11 was the fact of our Lord's appearing first to Mary Magdalene and to at least one other company of women, and again to two ordinary disciples on the way to Emmaus before Jesus appeared to the 11. It may be inferred that the apostles, who had been so bothered about who would be the head man in the kingdom, were personally slighted by those first appearances for the sake of teaching them a lesson of humility. And when the Lord finally appeared to the 11, the disciples from Emmaus were present, and probably Mary Magdalene and certain other women also. Most assuredly, this verse teaches that the 11 were of a mind to reject the testimony received up to this point, and it is equally sure that they were wrong in doing so, for Jesus rebuked them for it from Mark 16:14, due to what Jesus says was the hardness of their heart. And verse 12, but Peter arose and ran to the tomb, and stooping down, he saw the linen cloths lying by themselves. And this is Luke's way saying they were lying by themselves, that they held their three-dimensional structure that we get. I don't remember right offhand if it's either from Matthew or John's account, but one of those, the Greek word, means that they retained their three-dimensional shape. But this is Luke's way of conveying that. So they were laying by themselves. So they were standing up by themselves. And then Peter departed, marveling to himself at what had happened. Now, we know that John was also with Peter. And in fact, John outruns Peter. So John gets to the tomb first. Luke leaves all of that out. And Kaufman's comment about this is that this is not a problem or an impediment, and this is not an inaccurate account of what happened. He's just giving an abbreviated account. He's not giving a full account of everyone who is there. Just as he previously said, certain other women were there. Well, he leaves John out, but that's not any problem. He's just giving mainly that Jesus has resurrected and that at least Peter came to the tomb. And Kaufman's comment on this is, here Luke abbreviated the whole incident that is so fully presented in John 20 verses 1 through 9. omitting not only John's participation in it, but also the fact of Peter's having actually entered the tomb. This abbreviation cannot be viewed as a contradiction of the longer account, being rather an abridgment of it, focusing upon the extremely important key fact of the episode, namely the position of the linen cloths, which kept the same three-dimensional shape that they had when Jesus' body was in them. So, this is not a contradiction. This is just an abridgment, an abbreviated account that Luke gives versus John gives the more full account. And about the linen cloths, here it is quite evident that before the wrapping was done, the cloth was reduced to strips. The exact word for cloths is the same, is the small strips which is used in Greek medical writings for bandages. So this Greek word that he used, cloths, is the same Greek word that they used in their day for medical bandages. So these were strips of linen. But Kaufman's last sentence here is, this distinguished these strips in which the body was bound from linen cloth. So these bandages were very likely ripped from bedding linen and small 1 or 2 inch strips, and then this is what Jesus was wrapped with that we would we know as being like a mummy wrapping today. And this very word that he used here were these medical strips that they used for bandages in that day, and so that's what Jesus was wrapped with. So we will end there, and Lord willing, we'll pick up with verse 13 next week.